Blog Talk Radio.
And they people worship him as Jesus. You
know, because he's just the wealthiest, it's the most richest city in Rome, you know. So it's going back to the Roman system. You know, they say all roads are leading to Rome. Well, we're not supposed to be on the road to Rome. We're supposed to be on the road trying to make it happen. So we're seeing all these things taking place in the house of God. As I said, the hat is representing the fish, and which is the god of the Philistine. You know, and we know that over in Pakistan, which is now, you know, Pakistan is where Arafat, you seen him wear that thing on his head, look like a snake. Ain't nothing but the devil trying to get in here because he don't want me to break it down to you. But that's where it came from, over there in Philistine. You know, they were trying to take over, and, you know, they wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant into the house of Dagon, and that's what they did, and when they did, it fell. It's going to fall again. Babylon is going to fall. And the robe that you're seeing all these preachers with, that's the tail of the fish. You can study it and find out what's going on, what you're seeing changes. You know, the word of God said that the seducer was coming in the house of God and trying to seduce you and trying to change you and have you to have itching ears away from the word of God, away from truth in this last hour, and that's what's going on. Lord have mercy, I've never seen the church in the state that it is today. Like I said, that robe represents the tail of the fish and the clergy collar. Okay, let's get with the clergy collar. That little white clergy collar is the falling angel, which is a halo around the head when he fell, and then now it's around a church neck, around the minister's neck, and it's choking the life out of you. Oh, yes, you better wake up and seek the Lord like never before, okay? The staff. It's like a sepulcher. It's the castle to be holding this big cross. Oh, a big cross. This big cross is just like the satanic cross that the Satanists use. Oh, my God, come on. Get in the Word of God and study and see what's going on. Why is the church looking like this? I mean, these things are representing the occult and black magic and paganism and all these things. The Philistines, these were their gods. Why is it now looks like it's in the house of God to be your God? Oh, no, it's only one true and living God, and Jesus is the interceder for us to the Father in this day and time. I tell you, I know the devil really mad with me today because he do not want to get this word out. Well, we're coming from 2 Peter chapter 2. And verse 2, it says, and many shall follow. It said many. It didn't say so. It said many shall follow the pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Oh, yeah, we know that the red church is being evil spoken of because, see, they say, well, why don't they just come on under? Why don't they just, you know, do what everybody else is doing? And why are they over there, you know, talking against, you know, this stuff that we're seeing? Oh, yes, we are to speak out about the wickedness that we're sin taking place in the house of God. And they say, and through covenants. And when I get to that part, I begin to think about, you know, the preachers of L.A. You hear one of the ministers talking about, yeah, well, Jay-Z and P. Diddy ain't the only one should be driving a Bentley. Ain't that covenants? He said, and through covenants they shall... And shall they be friends and words made merchandise of you? Look around. They make merchandise out of you. You are a dollar bill to them. Oh, come on. Wake up. I mean, the signs of judgment is all around about us. They're making merchandise of you. Who's buying these planes? And who's buying these cars and these houses and these books and these record deals, that, and you know, these records that they're making, and you know, these TV shows that they're doing on Hollywood, you know, calling Hollywood now. Who's paying for this? Oh, yes, you. Guess who? You are paying for this. And the Word of God said, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers not. Oh, yes, judgment is on the way. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. I was like, Lord, but why is it? that the church is where it is. It's only because they didn't watch, pray, and stay alert. They keep, just stay on watch duty. And when I was even studying this, I'm like, God, I know the devil don't want us to mess with this. But you need to understand that we have fallen away from truth. We have gotten away from the word of God. Let's go to Judges chapter 2 and verse 11 to 13. As I said, I tried to pull in a lot in just a half an hour, and a half an hour is not much, to try to get in a lot. But anyway, you can get your Bible, and you can read, and you can go back, and you can pray and ask God to minister to you just like I asked him to minister to me. It says in Judges chapter 2, verse 11 through 13, I'm going to try to get as much as I can. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Baal. What are we saying today? Verse 12 says, and they forsook. They left. They turned away. Look at the church. They left. They turned away from the truth. It said they forsook the Lord God of their father. Come on. Come on, you know this was not here when your mom and dad was here. They didn't teach us this. What we're seeing going on in the house of God, you're right back into bondage. You're right back into slavery. This is not the God that your parents served. It is not. We look around and we see, so much going on. We look at Karen Clark and we look at her daughter. Oh, my God. If our parents that are gone on could come and see what's going on, they would not believe the things that they're seeing today. They would not. I can't hardly believe what I'm seeing myself. It is so disturbing to me. It said they forsook. They went away. They left. That's what's going on today. They done left the truth for a lie. They done left the truth for an error. It said they have forsaken the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt. We were already in bondage. We was already in slavery until God delivered us. He brought us out, and he didn't bring us out to go back in. I mean, we were born in sin. I mean, when I came out, and started listening to all these same old songs that you hear today, these oldies, but they say goodies, but it's when they say goodies, oh, it's poison. It's not good. The devil's tricking you. It's not good for your soul. You're going back to the same old thing that you once had. It's not good. And they followed other gods. Oh, my God. This is not the God of our fathers. They are following another God. They're following the God of sun and moon and rain and earth and wind. The spirit which represents death. They're following that. It's going to take you down to hell. That's what it's going to take you. We here at Greater Church are trying to provoke you into righteousness. The word of God comes to stir us and to wake us and to shake us out of our slumber, out of our sleep. Wake up, somebody. The devil don't let you come to kill, steal, and destroy your life and your family's life. He said, which brought them out of the land of Egypt and followed these other gods, the guys of people that were around about them. That's what they doing. Everybody is getting with it. Only because, okay, they see T.D. Jakes and they say, well, they think he's successful because he got a big ministry. Oh, my God. He didn't start out this way. Jason, if he had told you all the stuff that he's telling you now, he like R&B and, he going to look up at the dirt and say he did what he wanted to do. Oh, my God, he knew you would not have followed him. Why have they changed? Why have they crossed over and crossing it up and moving? It's a new movement. It's this reform now. Why is it that? It's the trick of the enemy. This is the seducer that he was warning us about. He told you to stay on God. Watch for your soul. Oh, my God. He said the God of the people that were around about them and bow themselves unto them. Oh, yes. Look at Kim Morrell. She's not preaching what she was preaching before. She don't look the same. They're changing. Oh, my God. The word of God change. He remains the same. He wants to stick to the word of God. Declare the word of God over your family, over your children in this last hour. He said, and provoke the Lord to anger. I know he's angry because it's very upsetting even to me to see all the stuff that's taking place in the house of God, how they forsook, how they turned away from truth for a lie today, how they're just running after materialism and fame and fortune and all these things that the world has to offer. That's what they're doing. Jesus was our perfect example. When Satan came to tempt him, he told him what the word said. This is what we were supposed to do. These men and women of God supposed to be telling them what the word of God says. Satan, it is written. Oh, my God. Verse 13 says, and they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Asherah. I mean, did y'all even see, did you look at Cindy Trim on one of her videos? Go back to the Reddit church. She's calling out the spirit of Asherah. And you're opening up yourself because you're so blinded and accepted. She's even calling these demonic spirits out over your life. She's even calling the spirits from the grave, the spirit of death from the grave over your soul. Look at the church, how the church is dying from truth. And they've exchanged truth for a lie. These people are so bold. These spirits on the inside of them, these witchery, warlock spirits are all over them, and they're using it to get to you, to lure you away from the things of God, to lure you away from truth. Who has been with you? Who? It has to be a person that the enemy is using. She said, I'm calling the spirit from the grave. What spirit is from the grave? Call it these dead things from the grave over you. These are not the God that our fathers served. They forsook their father's teaching. Look around. They tell you, that's old folky, what you're talking about, Ready Church. That's old folky. People don't want to serve that God no more. That's why God told us to train our children in the way of the Lord and to tell them of his goodness. Tell them of his ways and his statutes. Tell them. That's what he told us to do. There was a time when, you know, when we grew up, you know, your parents would have you to read a Bible verse and this kept you, you know, living on the word. You had to say a Bible verse before you ate your food and, you know, come on. They sure don't know a Bible verse. Don't they know about the Bible? Don't they pick up the Bible? Deuteronomy 11. Let's go to Deuteronomy 11. It said, therefore, in 18, it said, therefore shall ye lay up these my words. This is God talking by his word. Now lay up these people words that saying that the word has changed now. Oh, no, don't listen to that. The word is still the same. Jesus said the same today, yesterday, and forever. He said, therefore shall they lay up these words, my word, in your heart and in your soul, and bind them. He said, keep them there, bind it to you. Keep them. Don't let folks lead you away from what you know is true. The way your parents told you, and then you get this itch and ear stopping, rebellious spirits and including everything all in your life, just including everything. Oh, my God, he said, for a sign upon your head. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. It's like you got a piece, you know, like you might have a piece of paper in your hand and you open your hand and the wind come about and blow it. He said, no. Then it may be a frontlet between your eyes. Between your eyes where you always can see it. You can always remember the teachings. Where it'll always be in your face. Verse 19 said, and ye shall teach them, your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest in thy way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So we have to teach our kids. Lord, I know if Matt O'Clock could come back and see what Claire O'Clock has let Kiki doing, how she is just, oh my goodness, how much she want a man with black lips and all this filthy stuff that she's talking and swagging and all this mess. Oh my God. Forgetting about where you come from. Forgetting the teachings of righteousness, of good morals and good standards. Righteous living. Verse 20 says, and thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thy house and upon thy gate. You should be saying just like Joshua today, for me and my house. Me and my house. I'm not talking about the neighbor's house. I'm not talking about nobody else, but me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. Do anybody want to go to heaven? I know they say, hey, there is no heaven, there is no hell, there is, oh, you just exist now. Oh, my God. Well, then Jesus didn't have to come. Why even have a church? Why even have church? Jesus didn't have to come. If we just do what we want to do, then Jesus coming was in vain. And it was not. He came to restore you back to the Father, where sin separated us. The oldest but goodness separated you from God. Jesus came to restore you back today. Oh, yes. Verse 22 says, for if ye shall diligently, he said diligently, keep it. He didn't tell us to get rid of it. He said keep it. Oh, not some of it. He said, oh, you got to do it all. We can't say now it's a new day and it's a new thing and or the old is gone, you know, the old way that the saints used to do and it's just religious now, you know, to live right. It's just religious now. It's just religious now just to do the right thing. My God, he said, diligently keep all these commandments to love the Lord your God, to walk. It's a lifestyle, honey. Oh, yes, it's a lifestyle. We can't do whatever we want to do and say it's Jesus. No, it's not. He said, the Lord your God to walk in all. He didn't say something. Come on, let's get it together here. Well, I do half of what the words say. I'll try to treat my neighbor right. But over here, I'm cussing and I'm fussing and I'm doing all the other things. Now, he said, all his ways. You know, Jake says, hey, it's a new thing now. He like R&B, and God knows, he knows he had told y'all that from the beginning. Y'all would not be listening to him. You know, now he's saying, you know, everything's just coexisting, you know, Buddha and Islam, just bring all the religions together, snake worshipers, just, I mean, Scientologists, you know, you got Oprah up there with him, and, you know, she don't believe in the Jesus of Nazareth. Yeah, people can say Jesus. What Jesus is you talking about? We talking about the Jesus from Nazareth. He said to walk in all thy ways and to cleave. Hold on to it, to cleave unto him. If it said cleave unto them, these people were telling you, oh, you don't have to do it the way the Bible says now. Jason wrote up his own Bible, you know, just like Satan. You know, he failed, you know, because he wanted to take over. And see, people are lifting him up so much, and after he think he's God, oh, yeah, his wife said he's King, Jake. Oh, no, but he's not King of Kings and Lord of Lords today. You need to get your focus back. Now he got a talk show. And you know they're talking about sex and all that other stuff. Everything to draw you away from the house of God, from the things of God, Hollywood in the church. The word of God says, so we were to sit down our children and train them to learn how to quote the word of God. So when the enemy comes into their life like a flood, they can call on the name of Jesus and know that it works, because there's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, it is. Still power in that name. That's why the devil don't want you to call on the name of Jesus. That's why he don't want you to use the name of Jesus, because he knows it's power in that name. You can call Buddha, you can call any of Confucius, you can call any name, but call on the name of Jesus, or it stirs up something. Why? Because there's power in the name of Jesus. But today there's no training. Ain't nobody training their kids. They training their kids in the Word of God. Ain't nobody sitting down and, you know, like the Word of God told us to do, sit down and train your grandchildren, train your children the Word of God. Oh, no, they go freestyle now. Just do whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do it, wherever you want to do it, and with whoever you want to do it with. The devil's a liar. Now they're mixing it up. It's like everybody just want a lost generation. Just mix it up. Jazz it up, dance it up, shake it up, shake it down, shake it all around. There's no distinction between right and wrong no more. There should be a difference between it. There's a difference between holy and unholy. There's a difference between clean and unclean. You wouldn't even use these words. You'd be like, well, okay, the house is clean. Or either the house is dirty. Which one is it? Is your house clean or is your house dirty? Which one is it? What's sacred today? What is it? What's sacred? Sacred. Don't you know what the meaning of that word is? What? Sacred. Do you see anything look like Jesus? Do you see anything? Let's go to Leviticus 10 and 10. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I don't have but a short time, but Lord, I thank you. Yes, I thank the Lord. Leviticus 10 and verse 10 says, and that ye may put differences between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean. But folks say today, hey, no. Ain't no difference. You just religious. When you want to live right, you just religious, huh? Don't listen to that Reddit church. I want to do what I want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. Well, there's a price to pay. The wages of sin, there's a pay for it. It's death. But you can choose life today. You can choose life today. You have a choice. We look in the church today and all we see is Dagon all over the house. Rituals. You know, they got the ring and they got the hat and, oh my God, do some research. Study. See what's taking place around about you. This is your soul. Your soul's going to spend eternity somewhere. You're going to give an account to God. You're going to give an account. He said every nigga going to bow. Every tongue going to confess. Well, you may say, I'm an atheist. Well, he said every. Every nigga. Well, you can confess now. You can confess later. But there's going to be a confession session. And you can choose whether you wanted to do it now or do it later. But there will be a confession session for all of us. There's no drawing. You're the truth if you don't mention Jesus. There's no drawing to truth if you don't mention Jesus. There's no other name whereby men must be saved. But if you don't hear it, and if anybody mention it, how can you receive Jesus? If the preachers ain't preaching Jesus, how are you going to receive it? It's just entertainment everywhere. These guys ain't nothing but witches and warlocks. Be witches, tricking and fooling you. I see it. There's no humility. These people are arrogant, proud. And it's all about money, fame, and their name. And pulling in the crowd. Measure this and measure that. Well, Jesus had a multitude following him too. Until he told them to eat of his blood and drink of his flesh and drink of his blood. And then They left away, only 12. He was only left with 12. Because we know that Judas, he betrayed Jesus. What was that all about? Behind money. These people are selling out behind money. What would you give in exchange for your soul? A Bentley? A house? A car? 5 or 15 minutes or whatever? sex with somebody. I mean, come on. What would you give in exchange for your soul? This is your soul we're talking about here. False prophets everywhere. People scared to even speak out. Well, that is false prophet as well as their true prophet. And you gotta judge what's being said to you in this last hour. This is your soul. Dagon's in the house. These preachers are robbing you, making billions of dollars off of you. And just before you, about what, a half an hour or so, but they call you in, you know, getting money off you to come in, just like when you was out there in the world. You had to pay to go to the show, and you were paid for their show, too. And that's what you're doing. These people are living off you, offing you, robbing you, saying every year, woman thou art loose. Every year, a woman thou art loose. How many times do you have me loose? But I tell you, you better waken and shaking yourself and wake up from this stuff where the enemy is tricking you. Jesus paid it all. I don't have to pay them. Jesus paid with his blood on Calvary's cross for you and I. You can say, Lord, I know it was a blood for me. And it wasn't Jake's blood. It wasn't Joel Osteen's blood. It was no man's blood, but it was the blood of Jesus. And today I tell you, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. And we plead the blood of Jesus all over the airway, oh God, that they will have spiritual ears to hear. Unstop their ears on today, that they may have be able to hear the word of God that will give them life, eternal life, oh God, that they will call on you and cry out to you, what must I do to be saved in this last hour? We thank you for the word of God because we realize that everything is going to go down but the word of God. And God, we pray that you stir our hearts today, save, set free, and deliver, only what you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. The devil defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. Ready, church.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We are back. We are back. We are back. I tell you, you can call me at 818-691-7304. 818-691-7304. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Call, are you there? Praise the Lord, Carl, are you there?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I enjoyed the message tonight.
Well, praise the Lord. We pray that it's been a blessing to you.
Thank God for the message.
Everything going down by the word of God, son.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes. You sound like a little young boy.
Yeah.
How old are you? Oh, okay. This is, oh, praise the Lord. This is the first time you called in, huh?
Yeah.
How old are you, Elijah?
12.
But thank God that we were able to minister to you tonight. Oh, you really shocked me tonight. I thank God for you.
Thank you.
You keep on keeping on here, son.
Huh?
Keep on keeping on.
I thank
love
God
you.
Love you too.
Caller, you may call at 818-691-7304.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Call, are you there?
Praise the Lord, Sister Harris. How are you?
What? All right, praise God. I tell you, the devil's busy, but God is busier.
That's right. God's the one in control of it all.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Just want to call in and say I'm loving hearing you just exalt the Lord and to just admonish the people to get back to holiness and get back to God and just you know, to stop accepting all of this foolishness. And my heart was just so blessed. I just love listening to the Ready Church ministry. It's just such a blessing to so many people. I just wanted to call to encourage you, tell you to keep on keeping on.
Oh, yes, I must be about my Father's business.
Amen. Amen.
I love you.
Love you, too. Y'all take care.
Okay, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We have another call. Listen, 818-691-7304, 818-691-7304. Call, are you there? Praise the Lord. Call, are you there? Praise the Lord. Caller, are you there? Praise the Lord. We have a caller from 717-7312. Caller, are you there? Well, God bless you anyway. Hallelujah. Sister Alicia. Sister Alicia. Praise the Lord, Sister Alicia. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you. Call, are you there? 818-691-7304.
818-691-7304. Come on and put your hands together, everybody. From the tree, she would surely die.
We're trying to call her again. Call, are you there? Call, are you there? Call, are you there? We lost that call.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah. Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's all right, and they both took a bite. Lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you want to do. God will understand.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Sister Tracy.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. I see that I still have a little bit more time, and I saw that you were still online, so you have anything you would like to say?
Only thing that came up in my spirit when you were reading Leviticus chapter 10, verse 10.
Yes.
And I just wanted to let the people know that when they go to read that verse, to start at verse 1, because that's the verse, uh-huh. That's the area where it talks about Aaron's sons, who were the priests of Levi, Nadab and Abihu, how they brought strange fires to God.
Yes.
And the Bible tells us that it was strange fires because they brought an offering of worship to God that God did not ordain for them to bring to him. He had told them in previous chapters and in previous books how to approach him. And they brought to him something that he didn't give them to bring to him. And it was so serious to God that he killed them instantly by fire. But it didn't stop there. He told Aaron, don't you dare even cry for them.
Right.
Now, that's serious. That's a serious thing when God doesn't allow you to grieve the sudden death of your own child. And I think that we need to really take that into consideration when we go to church and we see all of these things that are coming in from the world. When we are willing to be accepted, we have to put ourselves in that condition to say, now, will God strike me for this? And dare my parents that love me to even shed a tear for me? This thing is serious, y'all.
It is a serious thing,
and we really have to take God serious and stop. You know, we need to stop riding the waves of God's mercy when it comes to doing what we want to do.
Because God
is merciful, He also meant what He said.
Yes.
He meant what He said, and you know, That's another part of the scriptures that you don't hear very many preachers preach about is Nadab and Abihu. To me, that's one of the most powerful messages that can be taught in the church when it comes to, is this okay? Is that okay? Is it okay if we do this? Is it okay if we do that? If you go and you study Nadab and Abihu and see the seriousness of what they did, it'll really, really help you to really get on the right track with the Lord. Because if God didn't give it to you to bring before Him, then it shouldn't be brought before Him.
Amen. Amen.
And that's only that was on my heart.
I so appreciate you. I tell you, I be going through my notes, and I'm like, Lord, you know, I only have but a short time, but it's so much your heart, you know, go out to people, and you're seeing so much that's taking place in the house of God, and it's so disturbing, and, you know, it's like you just want to shake people and say, can't you see? Why don't you wake up? I mean,
right.
You know, when we was in the world, you know, we had to wake up to get saved.
Right.
So there's
that's
no excuse that you know what I'm saying? You listen to people, you'd be like, well, I don't know why you just ain't getting it. The only reason why you ain't getting it is because you don't want to get it.
Right. We're no different from anybody else.
Right.
It's plain and simple for us because we love the Lord and we allow ourselves to be open to His Spirit and we allow ourselves to be sensitive and we read the Word and we know the Word of God and we've developed a relationship with Him that puts us at a place that I can feel when God is not involved in what you're doing.
Right.
Feel if she walks into a church setting and God's presence isn't there, you know when He's not there.
Right.
And we're not special. We're not like special people that we're any different from anybody else. What He gave us, He'll give to everyone else who is willing to be serious about God.
That's all He wants
is for you to be serious about Him.
That's right. But He said, what I say to one, I say to all.
Right.
You know, so it's for everybody. But how you going to do right with a do-all man? It starts with your man. You got to surrender yourself over to Him. You know, Lord, you know, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me.
Right.
And do it, David. You know, so Lord, have mercy. It's just so sad, the state of the church, and it don't have to be.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
It's a choice. It's a choice.
Yes.
But we're going to keep on doing what thus saith the Lord and crying out. And if we can just reach one person, you know, keep one person from dying going to hell, then, you know, it was all worth it.
Amen.
You know, and He said He don't want any to perish. He don't want any to perish. You know, so the Lord.
Respect of persons.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit will keep. You know, the next person, just like He keeps the person before, he is not a respecter of persons.
Just
he's
like
never
he's
lacking in his duties.
He is a keeper. That's right.
You know,
he
and
said,
his being
I'm
a keeper
keep
ain't just
phone.
Keeping you sane. It's not just keeping, you know, you fed. It's keeping you in Christ, keeping you on the path.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So.
That's right. Well, I really thank you, and I love you, and
I thank God for you.
Amen. I really do.
I bless God for this ministry, because I know that it's reaching. It's reaching more than you'll ever know.
Well,
and
I
just bless my heart. It blesses me so to just hear the Word of God going forth, you know, untampered with.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
It's a rare commodity these days.
Yes, Lord. Sometimes you feel like you don't want, but you say you got 7,000, they bow. So
that's right.
Just, you know, that's holding on and standing for righteousness, but we must stand.
Yeah.
You know, we must stand. He said, after you've done all, you got to continue to stand.